We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. And, you know, I'm just feeling pretty good today, a little chipper, if you will, and we got a lot of great stuff to talk about. Why am I feeling in a good mood? Well, first of all, we're getting word that the Dwarf King, little Brian Stelter, who tried to make my life miserable at Fox News, may be heading to the unemployment line over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thanks, Judge Joe Brown. Yeah, I mean, this is the news coming out that Stelter and his cronies may be getting the heave-ho over at CNN as the new leadership tries to bring the network back from the brink of destruction. They've gone so far to the left that nobody watches anymore. I mean, nobody watches. And there's a report that a number of the on-air talent will probably be given their walking papers, and reporters and on-air news anchors have been told to stop using the phrase "the big lie" when referring to President Trump and the stolen election of 2020. So that's a good thing. President Biden's approval ratings continue to tank. More Hispanics and more African Americans are now affiliating with the Republican Party, so even more great news. And I suspect those numbers are only going to get higher as the economy, as gas prices, as grocery prices continue to rise. So it's a good day in America. I know that we're suffering, but you know what? In our suffering, we have to find joy. And what is the joy? The joy is that we're going to be coming out of this. There is light at the end of this dark winter that Joe Biden brought to America. And part of the bright light comes from the midterm elections, and the other comes from President Trump, should he decide to run for election in 2020. But, you know, I was thinking about this last night. I was flipping around, watching some stuff, had really nothing else. Have you ever had one of those days where you just want to sit down and whatever comes on the TV, you just sit and watch? And so that's what I did. I was channel surfing and came across a program. And it reminded me of something that, quite frankly, makes me angry. And yes, I am happy, but this program last night really irritated me, because one of the things that sets me off are individuals who go out there and they intentionally try to divide our nation, divide our cities along racial lines. That just sets me off. And I don't know if it's because I'm a Southerner and I grew up in the age after the Civil Rights Movement and got to see it firsthand. I don't know why, but that's always been a bee in my bonnet. And it angers me because there are so many people that are trying to earn a paycheck by dividing us, by telling us that, and again, this is what critical race theory is at its heart, is that one group of people, you are the oppressors, that would be us, the people of the Caucasian persuasion, crackers or saltine Americans, if you will, and then there are the oppressed, and that would be any minority group in America. And that includes white people who might be of the alphabet people persuasion. So there are two groups, two distinct groups in this country. And it angers me when I see people on TV, when I see people in the church house, in the pulpits, and they're buying into this racial divide. And what they're doing is they're not solving anything. They're actually making it worse. Because, again, if you go out and ask the average person on the streets in America, I suspect you will discover white, black, Hispanic, Asian American, that they believe the country's okay, that the country's in a good spot. But look, it can't be in a good spot for all these wealthy companies that are making millions of dollars dividing us every single day. And that's what they do. I saw this in the Southern Baptist Convention meeting, and I don't want to dwell on this terribly long, but the Southern Baptist Convention is the nation's largest non-Catholic denomination. And so what they do matters a lot to the culture of the country. And typically it used to be what's happening in the church house is usually downwind of culture. It ought not to be, but that's the way it is these days. And why is that? It's because the church, the Christian church in America, has quite frankly been neutralized. By and large, overwhelmingly neutralized. There are many preachers that do not want to talk about the controversial issues of the day. There are many preachers who would rather just give you a self-help sermon instead of actually teaching you something that, quite frankly, should cause you to squirm in your pew. But they don't want to do that anymore. They don't want to cause offense to people. They would rather you come in and have a cup of coffee and enjoy a cover band with, you know, basically American Idol wannabes. I mean, that's basically what church is these days. And cool, flashy graphics, strobe lights, throw in a fog machine, and you basically have yourself a nightclub. By the way, you know, years ago, and I'm not getting off too terribly on a tangent here, but years ago, somebody who had been in a pretty rough lifestyle, they were a rock and roll singer, hit the bars, the guy, alcoholism, the whole nine yards, came to church and found God, and someone invited him to our youth group. They had a big youth group Wednesday night, you know, worship service is what they called it. And so the guy says, yeah, I'd love to see what they're doing. So they open the doors, and it's dark. There are pulsating lights. There are no seats because all the kids are up screaming and dancing. They've got like a guitar riff, and they've got the smoke. And the guy just froze. And he turned and he walked out. And I was there. I saw this firsthand. It was in Nashville. I'm not going to name the church. And the person we were with, who was friends with this guy, said, what's wrong? He said, man, he goes, I don't know what it is, but I just had a horrible vibe about what's happening there. He says, it reminds me of what I came out of. Instead of the world becoming more like the church has become more like the world. You say, Todd, where are you going with all? What the heck is going on here? I'm getting to that. So here you have the Southern Baptist Convention, and basically they're telling people that if you are a white person, you need to be ashamed of the color of your skin, that you need to go find the nearest minority person and apologize. And they're buying into all of this. Liberals now control the Southern Baptist Convention. It's a terrible thing that happened over this week, this past week in Anaheim, California. But you have a lot of woke, pro-critical race theory people. By the way, I mean, even the condemnation of abortion got watered down. How do you do that and be a Southern Baptist? I don't know. So here's where I'm coming to all of this, because there is some good news here. There's a story I came across from, of all places, North Carolina. And like the entire state of North Carolina listens to this radio program. We have a lot of radio stations in North Carolina. So there was a gentleman, and here's the story. Black couple gets pulled over by white cop. And you can pretty much figure out how the mainstream media would twist that. But this is a little bit different. So it turns out that Ashley Wilkerson, that's the daughter's name, she was driving her dad, who is an elderly black man. They were going somewhere in North Carolina, or coming back from South Carolina, and they were driving down the highway, and you know how it goes. The blue lights come on. Now, her father, his name is Tony, he was at Duke University Medical Center, and he's going through chemo. So it's a tough gig. I mean, it really is. So he's in the passenger seat, all right? And blue lights come on. they pull over to the side of the road, and it turned out that she was going over the speed limit. They pull over, they follow the police officer's directions, roll down the window, and the state trooper, he's a guy named Jarrett Doty. He's a white guy. And so they go through the whole rigmarole. They got the license and the registration, and the dad was defending his daughter, saying, hey, look, you know, she was just driving me home from chemo treatment at Duke. And so the officer, and again, he's, you know, understanding, very polite. It's all captured on video. And so he goes back, gets all the info, and the officer, the state trooper, was not going to give her a ticket. All right? So just, this is a fascinating part of the story. The state trooper, though, was really moved by the fact that this elderly gentleman was sitting there in the passenger side and was suffering from cancer. So the state trooper gets out of his car, and he goes back, and he walks over, and he bends over, and the window is rolled down, and he says, "Sir, I'm not going to give you a I'm not going to give you guys a ticket, but he says, can I pray for you?" Can you imagine this scene? This white state trooper on the side of the highway in North Carolina, this black father and daughter in the car, and Tony looks at the state trooper and says, of course, I absolutely believe in the power of prayer. And that's what they did on the side of the highway. These people, total strangers, they don't know anybody. They don't know each other. 2 months after that, Tony passed away, 61 years old. He's a young guy. So he was writing a tribute about her father on LinkedIn. And she also included a photograph of that traffic stop. She never knew the name of the state trooper, never knew the guy's name. And you know how social media is. They were eventually able to connect. And she said, you didn't know that I captured this picture in the moment, but I did so. So the father and the state trooper are praying, and the daughter in the driver's seat is taking a photograph of the moment. And she wrote this. She goes, you didn't know I captured this picture in the moment, but I did it so I could, so it could continue to remind me of two things. You always protected me, even through your final days, talking about her father. You were a fighter, a firm believer in Christ, and a praying warrior. And I'm so grateful for your love and guidance and example. And a heartfelt thanks to this officer who prayed for and with you that day. Now, this is the real America. It's not the one you see on CNN or MSDNC. It's not the one you hear these woke preachers talking about from their pulpits. This is the real America. This is the real America. We are, all of us, going through stuff in our lives. And I can tell you, even right here in Memphis, Tennessee, where the progressives who control our city and our broadcast media in this city, they want to divide us. But I can't tell you how many times I have seen images like this played out in the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. And I suspect it's the same way in your neighborhoods. So look, it's a weird way to start off the program. But honestly, I like this story because it's a reminder that we have more things in common. We have more things in common than the mainstream media would have us know about. And we find that commonality in our faith. That's how we do it. It's through our faith. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, and it's up and running, toddstearns.com. Lots of great stuff there. We would encourage you to check that out. Sign up for the newsletter and the podcast. Those are freebies. We love to give you guys stuff, and we'd love for you to sign up, and you can do that on the website as well. We'll be right back.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to give you an update here on this Roe v. Wade decision. Could be coming down any day now. And you need to be prepared and you need to be ready because these pro-abortion terrorists are about ready to burn down the country. And we'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But this item coming in from the White House, Breitbart News, says that President Biden is considering declaring a national public health emergency if Roe v. Wade is in fact overturned. The report suggests that President Biden would use an emergency declaration to protect doctors from legal liability. So let's say, we'll say Tennessee, for example, once Roe v. Wade is overturned, it immediately triggers a law that would criminalize abortion in the volunteer state. So if you're a doctor and you go out there and you perform an abortion, you could be arrested and charged with murder. Now, under the Biden plan, a doctor would not be able to be arrested if he killed an unborn baby. The Biden administration also is considering a plan that would allow military bases to perform abortions. So, again, let's say you're in a state that bans abortion. If there is a military base in your state, under the Biden plan, you would be able to go to the military base where you could kill your unborn baby. Now, this information coming from Breitbart as well as ABC News. And the president is saying that overturning Roe v. Wade would cause a mini revolution in the United States. Now, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, because it seems to me what President Biden is suggesting is that there is going to be a Democrat-led insurrection here in the great United States of America. Just the other day, and we have the story up on our website, toddstearns.com, there was a group called Jane's Revenge, and they've been responsible for firebombing and vandalizing a number of churches and pro-life centers all over the country. Fortunately, nobody's been hurt yet. But Jane's Revenge says that they have now declared open season on pro-lifers, and they plan on causing some sort of violence. We don't know what that is, but we can only imagine. Meanwhile, Congressman Greg Stube on this program just a few days ago told us that flyers are going up all around Washington, D.C., calling for a night of rage once Roe v. Wade is, in fact, overturned. Now, what is the point of all of this? Well, the point is they're trying to convince the Supreme Court justices that they have to change their opinion. They've got to change their mind. They've got to tear up whatever they've decided to do, and they've got to protect abortion. And if they don't, then they're going to destroy the nation. And, folks, I do sincerely believe that churches will be burned to the ground, that Christians will be beaten in the streets, that pro-life ministries will be firebombed or even worse. And I do believe it is going to be a long, bloody summer and fall in this nation if, in fact, Roe v. Wade is overturned. Now, I'm curious if you find that to be a concern, and if so, what steps are you taking to protect your local church house? What steps are you taking to protect your local pro-life ministries? Because if you don't have an action plan, they're going to be coming after you. I mean, they're going to be coming after all of us, to be perfectly honest. But they're coming after us. They're coming after our judges. And folks, the encouragement should be not only for these justices, but also for members of Congress. They're going to have to hold the line here. They've got to hold the line. If you're a doctor, you get arrested if you perform an abortion. Another question, what about women? What about those moms? Should they face charges? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
All right, you beautiful people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, very excited. We're going to be heading down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast very soon, coming up July 3rd. So it's Independence Day weekend. I'll be speaking at Lighthouse Baptist Church and the Lighthouse Baptist Academy. We have info up on our website, toddstearns.com. We'd love for you to come out and say hello. We'll be signing books and just having a lot of fun. And we love meeting our great listeners. You folks in Salem, Oregon, we're going to be coming out to your neck of the woods in July as well. I believe July 22nd. That's off the top of my head. But if you go to the KYKN website, they have all the details. All I know is we're having barbecue and I'm talking. And I can guarantee you the barbecue is going to be great. So the speech, it is what it is. I'm just kidding. We're going to have a good time out there. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Morehead City, North Carolina. Dave on the talk station. All right, Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, I just heard what you said about abortions becoming available in installations, which as a retired Marine, I got to ask, who's allowed to have access to these installations? Are we just going to throw national security further down the toilet and say, well, if you pretend to be pregnant or if you are pregnant, you want an abortion, here's access to a military installation. Two, military doctors, DOD contracted doctors, are they going to be forced to perform these abortions if they say that they don't want to? And lastly, my tax dollars are not to be used for that. I'm sure that other people feel that way. Are we just going to say, well, if you're a taxpayer, you're funding the military budget, you know what? The Marines and the Army get less bullets because we got to pay for abortions. And of course, you know, the illegals that are getting a lot of the military and VA funding now, they're not here for abortions. They want their babies to be born on American soil. So it's going to be the Americans, a lot of whom say, well, I can't afford to pay taxes, so I'm going to go on a military base, and you can pay for my abortion for me, whether you agree or not. You see the dilemma?
Dave, it's a massive dilemma, and I mean, you've done a brilliant job of laying it all out there. And to your first point, though, I don't think they're going to care about security. If you're a woman, you want to get an abortion, they're going to let you onto that military base, and it doesn't matter about anything else. And to the point about the doctors, will the military doctors be forced to violate their beliefs? Dave, how many service members have already been forced out of the military because they refused to get that jab in their arm?
Thousands upon thousands, and they were denied. Every Marine Corps case where they claimed religious exemption, not one was approved. Not one.
Not a one. As a matter of fact, Dave, I was talking to some sources in the military chaplaincy program, and they told me they were actually being coached. The chaplains were being coached to discourage anybody from getting a religious exemption. And a lot of the chaplains refused to do that.
during the Obama administration, military chaplains were told that they could not have a Bible on their desk in plain view when somebody came into their office. That's how bad this is. And nobody's ever going to convince me that Obama is not feeding input by the minute into this administration. Because if you listen to some of the wording in the speeches, close your eyes and imagine Obama saying it. Those are words that he's used before. Now, here's the thing. It's not just the chaplaincy. The military medical people, I'll guarantee you, if you ever got somebody to tell the truth when there's a reaction or a bad side effect to the vaccine, and they say, and one of the military people say, this guy's having a reaction, he's having a bad side effect, they are told, no, it must be something else. This guy's fine, this woman, whoever, is fine until they got their vaccine. Now they're having this issue. No, it must be something else. This is, you know, it's no wonder that the truth ministry of the Biden administration did not occur, because if they had to wipe out every lie, they wouldn't be able to say a word.
Dave, it's a great point you made, and thank you for that call. And I want you to give us a holler back one of these days. Dave is right, ladies and gentlemen. And you can't tell me. I mean, look at Justin Bieber just the other day. The poor kid is disfigured. His half of his face is paralyzed. The poor kid goes out there, gets the China virus vaccine, and all of a sudden, boom, he's paralyzed on his face. The guy can't sing. He's in great pain and agony. How many times have we seen perfectly healthy athletes, young athletes that are just dropping dead on the playing field, having heart conditions, and it goes on, and they want us to believe this is all just a random occurrence. It's all a coincidence. Do you really believe, folks, that it is the coincidence? You know, the mainstream media, they don't even want to talk about what's happening in the aftermath of the China virus. They don't want to talk about it. But what they do want to talk about is how great Dr. Anthony Fauci is, who, by the way, Dr. Fauci has contracted you-know-what, the China virus vaccine, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Anthony Fauci. So you can't tell me that these things are just coincidences. You can't tell me that just hundreds and hundreds of perfectly healthy teenagers are dropping on the pavement because they've had some sort of a heart issue. You can't tell me that's all because of just a coincidence. And by the way, most of these people, an overwhelming number of these people, in fact, got the China virus vaccine. All right, let's go to the phones here. Georgia, WDUN, Alex on the line. Alex, what's going on?
Hey, Todd.
Alex, you're on the air. Go for it.
Okay. I just wanted to call and explain something I heard explained to me a couple of years ago, that the reason these Democrats want to keep this abortion and the reason they're just so hard to keep it going up to the birth is because of this in a callous way, but it's what a baby's heart is worth, organ, limb, brain, whatever. The farther along it is, the more it's worth to the laboratories, universities all over the world. And I believe that money is trickles down to politicians on both sides. And that's what it's all about. That's the reason they fight so hard to keep it going. It's a multi-billion dollar a year operation that's selling the unborn parts. And it's sick.
You know, and there's been it is a huge industry. And people need to pay some sort of a criminal price for killing these children. And they've got to pay that price. Now, there's been a raging debate, and of all places, and it's the weirdest place, the Southern Baptist, you know, there's been a lot of controversy over whether or not a mother bears any responsibility for aborting her unborn child, and if there should be an extenuating circumstance, or if it's only on the doctor, if the doctor's the only person who ought to face any, you know, any criminal repercussions as a result of, you know, of performing the abortion. But it seems to me if you're a woman and you're pregnant and you knowingly go to see an abortion doctor and you make the conscious decision to abort your child, I'm not sure I'm willing to give that person a pass.
Well, it's not like this all started yesterday. This has been since the 70s, and a lot of people have been conditioned through school and churches and their peer groups and known people that had them and known grown women in their 40s that had them after they had grown families. And there's just a lot of different factors to take in on an abortion. But at the end of the day, I've always said the baby that's being aborted is not its fault. So, I mean, you have to look at it just in the most just sympathetic way you can to the child that's just in there doing nothing but trying to develop.
That's it. The child's just trying to, he just wants to live. That's all. He's trying to stay alive. That's all. Alex, appreciate the call. Thank you for that. By the way, I had to go to the doctor's office this morning before I, just regular stuff, you know, it's what, the 3,000-mile checkup? You know, they put you up on the rack and do the whole, you know, oil change and whatnot. It's just mind-blowing. I have not been in a doctor's office like that for a very long time. You had to wear a face. They have a guard at the front door, and you have to wear a mask. When you get inside, they make you, and it's like mask Nazis. They're making you got to have the mask over your face, your nose. You got to stand up, and you got to have your temperature taken, and then you get to see the doctor. And so, and they ask you all these questions that have nothing to do with why you were there. Have you been around anybody with the COVID? Have you traveled internationally? I mean, there's this long list of questions here. And finally, they said, do you have any questions? I said, yes. I said, I'm still waiting for my apology. And the nurse, real huffy nurse, the nurse says, what are you talking about? And I said, well, I said, you people, and I did say the phrase, you people. I said, you people told me I had to get the vaccine. You said that my health was on the line, and you said that I had to get that vaccine. And the woman said, that's right. I said, well, I got the vaccine. She says, well, good for you. We're glad you did. I said, and then I ended up in the hospital for a couple of days with myocarditis. You screwed up my heart. And she says, oh, well, we're really sorry about that. I said, well, I want an apology. I said, you people cost me thousands of dollars in hospital bills. Where do I go to get a check for that? I'm sick and tired of these games that the medical industry's playing. All these doctors and nurses and healthcare workers looking down on all the rest of us, mocking us, speaking dismissively of our concerns. And now look at what's happening in the aftermath of all of this. Look at what's happening. You got kids dropping dead. You've got kids that are no longer able to play athletics because they have developed heart conditions. You have grown adults that are suffering severe blood clots, in some cases 3 feet long. And you have lots of other adults who are suffering from ailments they did not have only because their healthcare professionals told them, you got to get the virus. You got to get the vaccine or you're going to get the virus. Telling us that we're some sort of like terrorist if we don't get the vaccine. I'm telling you, folks, be very, very careful about what your medical professionals tell you. I don't think they can be trusted. And it's pretty disgusting what they've done to this country. Anyway, enough of that. I got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. If you're fed up with cable news, it's time for a change. It's time for Greta Van Susteren. Greta is back. She's on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taken on big business, big Washington, big media, 6 o'clock Eastern, and every weeknight with her new show, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Greta gives you real news and the facts you need to know. So check out Newsmax's new lineup with Greta, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly, many more. Millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. And if your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, I want Newsmax. So watch The Record with Greta Van Susteren tonight. Switch to Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Yesterday, President Biden hosted the cocktail party for the gay people. You know what? We've got to figure out a new way to. I was working on this last night, and because it's like LGBTQIA plus, it's just a little wordy, right? Here's Biden yesterday. He just just take a listen.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against LGBTQI plus America.
You know, yeah, I know he's a senile old geezer, but I kind of feel bad for him here because, you know, I go through the same thing. It's hard to remember all the alphabet letters, right? I mean, they're what, 72? It's 72, 80, I don't know what it is. Anyway, I think I've come up with a solution. We're going to start using the phrase non-heterosexuals. How's that? Non-straight. So Biden held the cocktail party yesterday for the non-heterosexual people of America, and it did not go over very well. The guy was all over the place, wandering around aimlessly. It was very, very sad. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Susan in Alabama. Susan, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. This is Suzanne. I hope you're having a great day.
Suzanne, I am having a lovely day. Thank you.
Good, good. I've just been listening to everything that you've been saying about what the Supreme Court decision, and I just feel like that I have to give a plug, and I feel like I'm speaking on behalf of Christians. That I think it's a very sad day in this country when the best that we can offer to women in crisis pregnancies, unplanned pregnancies, that it involves taking a life to make that situation right. That God is the author and the giver of all life. It's all precious to Him. And as Americans, with the history of our country and what we used to stand for, why are we not, why is the church not behind coming up with solutions on how to help people and so that all life can be cherished and lives can be nurtured in this country? It's an abomination to God, and we'll give an account. We will give an account as a nation and a society for this being the best that we can do, that it involves taking a life to make the situation right.
Suzanne, I mean, there's a lot of truth in what you say, and I'll point out that the church has really failed in its responsibilities, and not just on the abortion issue, but really on all of the big major moral and cultural issues of the day. They've just, by and large, disengaged. I mean, when you have people at, for example, the Southern Baptist Convention, they were just meeting, and they can't agree on the pro-life issue, that tells me there is a big problem within the church.
Well, that could be true, Todd. I'm a Christian. I have been since I was 9 years old. But I will say that if individual Americans will covenant with God to stand for life, to speak out for life, to reach out to help people that are struggling in whatever means that they have. It doesn't mean that you have to be a Warren Buffett and, pay for everything. It doesn't mean that at all. It means standing for life, caring for life, giving sacrificially, asking questions, being a good listener, taking care of your pet. I mean, it's just about good stewardship and no, responsibility.
And
yet I feel
you're like, right, Suzanne. And we're up against a hard break here. And thank you for the call. Yes, and I do believe that adoption is the best solution here. I mean, if you're going to, you know, again, if you don't want to keep your child, then at least let somebody else raise that child. Paul just texted in, Todd, since the Democrats and the pro-abortion crowd mainly want to abort black children, does that make them white nationalists? Yes, it does, Paul. Thank you for just pinpointing the issue of the day here. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. And if you live in the state of Michigan, your attorney general, who, by the way, proudly proclaims that she is a lesbian, wants to have drag queens in every school in the state. Take a listen.
No, it's not a problem for kids who are seeking a good education. Drag queens. Okay? Let me say this. Drag queens, not only are they not hurting our kids, drag queens make everything better. Drag queens are fun. Drag queens are entertainment. And you know what I'll say that was totally not poll tested? I say this, a drag queen for every school. That is what would be fun for a kid and lift them up when they are having emotional issues.
All right, there you go. The Attorney General of Michigan wanting drag queens in every classroom. And I see where people are making fun and mocking and saying, oh, this is not a big deal. Drag queens are just cartoon characters. Folks, this has nothing to do with cartoons. This has everything to do with indoctrinating and grooming your child in a taxpayer-funded classroom. And I'll have more to say about this in just a little while. But do you believe that this is harmless fun, or do you believe that these drag queens and the LGBT activists are targeting your kids? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us our great friend from the state of Alabama, Congressman Mo Brooks. Congressman, good to have you back.
My pleasure.
Congressman, I know that you have been among a group of lawmakers very concerned about these attacks on Supreme Court justices. We have seen the reports, the threats of even more violence, a night of rage that's being planned in Washington, D.C. Were you surprised that so many Democrats opposed these efforts to protect the justices?
Absolutely not. We saw that same kind of attitude in 2020 concerning Black Lives Matter and Antifa as violence spread to very different cities throughout the United States, and the Democrats did little to nothing to stop it, and to some degree actually engaged in encouraging and complimentary words. Back in 2017, when I was shot at on a baseball field in Northern Virginia, certainly the Democrats uttered words that helped inflame the matter, causing or inspiring that Bernie Sanders' socialist supporter to attack Republicans on a baseball field. And the Democrats in that instance They did back up a little bit, but they did not withdraw their words that helped inspire that socialist shooter to try to assassinate Republican congressmen and others. And now you've got the same kind of activity. So, no, it doesn't surprise me at all. Keep in mind, I'm talking with a broad brush. There are some Democrats who think one way, other Democrats who think another way. We'll just have to see how it all plays out, but we ought to provide the security that is necessary to protect our elected officials and our Supreme Court justices from this kind of violence.
What I find puzzling here, Congressman, it's a federal crime. It's against the law to protest at a judge's house like that, a federal judge's house like that. And yet you have the Obama or the Biden administration, rather, out there encouraging people. And they're quantifying it by saying, well, we encourage peaceful protest. It doesn't matter if it's peaceful or not. They're against the law.
Well, that's an open question as to whether it's against the law. Where does the First Amendment apply and where it does not? And right offhand, I don't know whether any Supreme Court decisions have been issued that confirm that you have a right to protest in a neighborhood or state quite clearly that the First Amendment does not go that far. I do want to protect people's First Amendment rights. I am very comfortable with expressions of free speech, engaging in freedom of association, engaging in a First Amendment right to petition your government for redress of your grievances. All of that is fine. But once you cross that line and engage in violent conduct or threaten that kind of violent conduct, coupled with actions that show that there's substance behind those threats, that's an entirely different matter.
So,
Congressman,
let me jump in here. Let me jump.
Protest in neighborhoods.
Congressman, let me jump in here for a second. I just want to make sure I'm understanding you, because even the Washington Post says that, you know, the experts they're talking to believe it is illegal activity. They're citing Title 18, Section 1507 of the U.S. Code that says it is illegal with the intent of influencing any judge to picket or parade in or near a building or residence occupied or used by a judge, juror, or witness, or court officer. That seems to me to be pretty straightforward. Are you suggesting there might be wiggle room there?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm stating, because the First Amendment, the United States Constitution, trumps any state statute or any federal statute. And so that issue needs to be resolved. And the way you resolve it is first you have a prosecution, and then the defense raises that issue, and then it works its way through the legal system to discern whether this statute and others like it are overly broad or not. And I'm not going to say that I haven't answered that question. I've not conducted that legal research. If I'd known that was going to be the topic of discussion, I may have done so, but I have not. And so I'm an attorney. I've litigated as a prosecutor, both in Tuscaloosa and in Huntsville. I've also litigated on the defense side, but that is a defense that I would immediately raise if it's strictly people being boisterous in their protests about whatever the federal government may be doing. That is clearly within the realm of First Amendment type protection. And then you have to discern whether it has gone beyond what the First Amendment permits. And I don't know the answer to that one without having checked to see what prior Supreme Court decisions may have stated on this particular matter.
I mean, I guess the challenge, and when you look going back to this letter, and again, I think this does tie in with the letter that you guys have written and that you personally have signed, concerned about these attacks on the judges and the
very much so.
So going back to that issue, I mean, many of these justices, and to be perfectly frank, I was kind of surprised that Justice Kavanaugh lived in just a regular middle class neighborhood. You know, this was not some sort of a fancy gated community. How do you protect these judges when they are living, you know, in these regular average Joe neighborhoods out there?
Well, you might assign law enforcement protection. Fortunately, by way of example, when we were attacked almost exactly 5 years ago to the day at a baseball field in Virginia, Steve Scalise, being a part of the leadership, he had two Capitol Police officers with him. Otherwise, it would have been a bloodbath. And you can provide the same kind of protection to the Supreme Court justice. Now, I do believe that you have some reasonable restraints on these protests by way of example. It's one thing to protest on a nice, bright, sunny day at noon. It's another thing to protest at 3 a.m. in these subdivisions. One would clearly be, in my judgment at least, disturbing the peace. So So you can't have some reasonable limitations. What I'm trying to emphasize is I don't know if the courts have addressed this issue, and we've had that kind of fight between this particular statute that you say, I mean, excuse me, that you cite, and the First Amendment and the protections that are embodied therein. Judges are no different from congressmen, United States senators, or presidents. And you know that there are plenty of protests in front of the president's home, which is the White House. So there are a lot of legal issues that would have to be resolved before we can actually determine who's right and who's wrong. But I do believe that the Biden administration needs to be more aggressive in asserting these statutes against these protesters, which on their face seem to be in violation of those statutes, so that we can get clear resolution by the courts as to what you can and cannot do. They shouldn't just leave it hanging there when it appears to be in direct conflict with a federal statute.
Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama, running for office there in the state. And Congressman, I want to pivot to the campaign. How's it going out there? A lot of people are saying the president President Trump needs to endorse you. What are you hearing out there on the campaign trail from folks?
Well, the president resolved that on Friday. He endorsed Mitch McConnell's candidate. And I should add also the Democrat nominee in the Republican primary. He did that last Friday. And when I say that, I mean that literally. The Alabama Democratic Party's executive director came out in favor of Katie Britt about 12 days ago. And I have to wonder what it is that Katie Britt's telling the Democrats that makes them so excited about supporting her in a Republican primary versus what the Katie Britt campaign may have told Donald Trump. I suspect that they're different stories, because you would not expect Donald Trump to be supporting the Democrat nominee in a Republican primary, yet that's exactly what he has foolishly done.
I want to share with you a column. This is from AL.com, and you know how these journalists are. You never know if they're accurate or not. But Kyle Whitmire, in an opinion column, says he's quoting you as saying, "It's quite clear that Donald Trump has no loyalty to anyone or anything but himself." Did you say those words? Do you stand by those words?
Absolutely. Time and time again, Donald Trump has abandoned people that he should be supportive of, and he's done so for personal reasons rather than the public good. If we look at this instance by way of example, I am clearly the MAGA candidate. I am clearly the conservative candidate. The American Conservative Union has ranked me the best elected official from the state of Alabama serving in the United States Congress. And for the president to call me woke, I mean, that is just absurd. So he comes up with these kinds of things, and we've seen him abandon people time and time again. But in this particular instance, for whatever reason, Donald Trump has abandoned MAGA and has abandoned the conservative cause. I've got a pretty good idea as to why he did it, and that's probably to protect his brand, because he likes to have win notches on his belt. But sometimes you got to stand for the principles that you say you believe in.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And that's one of the reasons we want you to come on the program. You've always been a straight shooter with us, and we may not agree on everything. But there's no doubt that you're a conservative, sir. And there's no doubt that you are the MAGA candidate. And it's been pretty
well. Mark Levin said it right when he tweeted out that it was a gut punch to our conservative values.
No, it is.
It's unbelievable.
It is, Congressman, and we've got to be very careful here. I just see the it's very easy for even conservatives to get caught up in the cult of personality, and we've got to focus on the issues. And if Mitch McConnell's endorsing somebody, it's usually a good idea to run the other way.
Mitch McConnell has put millions of dollars helping my Democrat-endorsed opponent win in this Republican primary. Special interests that want open borders and cheap foreign labor have put in millions of dollars because they know I'm strong on border security, and I'll stop their profits from hiring cheap foreign labor overpaying market wages to American citizens. So that's where we are in this race. We've got a lefty masquerading as a Republican who's been endorsed by the Democrat executive director. And I can give you the quote. It's pretty strong. And by the way, it also happens to mention the, quote, super helpful, end quote, conduct of Katie Britt in helping to elect far left wing Democrat Senator Doug Jones to the United States Senate in 2017. I mean, it's just, I'm baffled by it all. I'm not that surprised, because Donald Trump does a lot of unexpected things, but holy cow.
Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good luck to you, sir, and we'll get you back on between now and Election Day.
Well, thank you so much. And if anyone wants to help, please go to mobrooks.com.
Gotcha. All right, Congressman Mo Brooks, everybody, running for the Senate there. It's a head scratcher. I mean, I get it. And we're going to take a break. I will say this. One of the things that doesn't help the congressman is this idea. I mean, I just read from the federal statute there. And again, if you're going to say it's okay to have a large mob outside a Supreme Court justice's house, and you're going to say that's protected free speech, well, if that's the case, if that's your argument, then you can't say, well, okay, you can have that free speech from 9 to 6. That means you're going to have those people out there protesting at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to be able to claim the First Amendment. But clearly the statute says otherwise. All right. Keith, John, hang on. You're on the line. You have lines open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, so there were some bombs dropped there by Congressman Mo Brooks. He says President Trump has no loyalty to anyone but himself. He also says that President Trump has abandoned the MAGA movement. And we're going to throw this open to the phones here in just a moment. But do you agree with that assessment, or is that just sour grapes on Mo Brooks' part? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to John in North Carolina, WSJS, our brand-new affiliate in Winston-Salem. And John wants to weigh in on this drag queen story. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are y'all?
Doing good. Doing good. What's up?
So, just about the drag queen thing, obviously I don't really agree with it. I think kids should be able to be kids. We talk about indoctrination, and I couldn't agree with you more. It brings up the issue too, where I think that we're pushing religion on schools of any kind a little bit too much. I think that kids should be in school to learn about how to prepare for life, and that's it. I think that the issues of religion and sexuality and all of that are on the parent to teach and to build, and I think that kids should be able to go to school and have an environment where they don't have to deal with all that.
John, let me ask you a question here. How old are you?
I am 34.
All right, 34 years old. So I'm 54, so I'm 20 years older than you. And back when I was growing up, that's pretty much what they did. I mean, that's what schools were. We had sex ed class, and that was just it was not a how-to class. It was more along the lines of a don't do. But we also did have religion, which flavored things. I remember we started with a moment of silence or a prayer or something like that. So I'm curious, when you say that religion, there's too much religion in schools, what do you mean by that?
I'm not saying that I think that there's
No. Too much. I understand.
I think that we're pushing too much. I think
who
that
is pushing? Because I don't think anybody. I've never heard this before.
I have hear a lot from I have a lot of family that are very deep Christians. I'm not a big religious person. I am spiritual. I know that's kind of weird. It's a whole another conversation. But I just think that when we talk about kids in school, there's a lot of talk of God. A lot of people wanting to bring the Bible into school and to teach. I have heard that here in North Carolina. Now, I don't know. We're in the Bible Belt. So to speak. So maybe it's a little bit louder here than in other parts of the country, but I have heard that quite a bit, and I just think that any indoctrination of any kind, I just think that kids should be learning things that are important that they don't learn, like how to do their taxes and how to invest and how to do all of these things and why credit is important.
So John,
just aren't taught.
John, we're coming up against a hard break here.
Sure.
But I will say this. I understand where you're coming from. And to some extent, I am the same. I agree with you. My concern, when you start teaching the Bible in school, okay, are you going to teach the Catholic Bible or the Protestant Bible? Are you going to teach the Mormon Bible? What Bible, what version are you going to teach? I'm not sure I want somebody teaching theology to my kids in public school. I would rather leave that, as you said, to the home. The issue for me is it actually being taught in the home. But I do like your idea here of getting back to the basics, and we're not doing that at all. John, got to run. 844-747-8868. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow!
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So yesterday, you guys were incredibly helpful. We presented a big issue before you regarding George Washington University, and they have announced that they will no longer be using the colonial as a mascot. The left, very concerned, very triggered by a colonial, talking about inclusivity. So they're wanting to have an inclusive mascot. And many of you have called in yesterday and offered some solutions. And we're going to allow you to do that again today. So if you have a recommendation, what do you want to call the new mascot at George Washington University? I believe my favorite one of the, and we posted these up on the website yesterday, is the George Washington Brandons. I thought that was very clever. 844-747-8868 if you have a suggestion. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Kara Zupkus is the spokesperson for Young Americans for Freedom and also a George Washington University alum. Kara, good to have you back with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, Kara, as an alum of the school, what was your reaction to this news that came out this week that the Colonials going bye-bye?
I mean, I was disgusted, but honestly, I wasn't surprised given kind of the path that George Washington University has gone down the past few years. They've really allowed the leftists on campus to basically become the administrators and run the school based on their own woke agenda. But I am very disappointed. You know, I did think that there was a good chance that that vocal minority could sway the opinion and hopefully kind of help to stop that cancel culture. But it looks like, sadly, they are going to have to find a new mascot. And I'm just hoping it's not something like the Hippos, which has been GW's unofficial mascot for the last few years. Hopefully, at least it's something still patriotic.
Hippopotamus? Like, you're talking about a hippopotamus?
Yes.
Hippo?
There's a statue on campus of a hippo. It's like the unofficial mascot of GW. So I'm hoping that they don't choose that to replace the colonial.
So, Kara, here's my issue here. I get it. The leftists, they get triggered by a lot of stuff. But it seems to me they would be more triggered by the name of the university as opposed to the actual mascot of the university.
Exactly. And I do think that this is going to kind of open the floodgates for that. We have seen kind of smaller voices already pushing for that on campus, but I think now that leftists saw, okay, we got this done, next let's go for the name of the university, they're absolutely going to try and probably change the name of the school. But what doesn't make sense to me is why would you choose to attend George Washington University if you are ashamed of the amazing history of America and of our founding fathers?
No, it's a great point. And again, it's sort of like, you know, these kids going to the Christian schools and then they get offended because, you know, they're following the Catholic doctrine or the Baptist doctrine or whatnot. It makes no sense to me.
Exactly. I mean, there's plenty of other schools in D.C. if that's what they're looking for. There's really no reason to try and change an institution from what it's founded on and to meet your own woke agenda. It's just mind-boggling, and it's really sad. I think a lot of alumni are very upset about this, especially there's a lot of prominent conservative movement alumni that went to George Washington University, and hopefully the school will wake up when they realize that the donations are going to stop coming in because people are tired of this woke nonsense.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the key, is to not only cancel, but explain why you're canceling your donation. And I think they'll get the message. And if they don't, they'll have to, you know, shut their university down eventually.
Exactly. People need to put their money where their mouth is, show them that we're not going to put up with it, and honestly look to other alternatives. I mean, look to funding groups like YAF, which I work for, Young American Foundation, that actually work to educate and inspire the next generation on what it means to be an American, having the truth about history, not letting this woke CRT 1619 project nonsense infiltrate the next generation of leaders.
Is it getting worse on university campuses, better? Have you been able to gauge that?
It's definitely getting worse, I would say, over the last 10 years or so. However, I think in the last year specifically, what has happened is with all of the COVID lockdown learning and everything, people have become more aware of what's happening in the classrooms. And we've been seeing groups like YAF, people like Libs of TikTok exposing the indoctrination happening. So there is a little bit of a sway. I think those people in the middle, the more usually politically apathetic people, who are kind of waking up and realizing, okay, the left has taken it a little bit too far this time with all of this nonsense that they're pushing. So I think overall, it's still kind of disappointing and we are on a sad trajectory, but we do have a chance to kind of sway those people in the middle.
So, Kara, a couple of our favorites from yesterday. Our callers were just very excited about this story and more than willing to offer some help. They like the George Washington Brandons.
I love that.
Isn't that a great one? You know, let's go, Brandon. I mean, it just makes sense. And then the George Washington Choppers, because, you know, Washington had the fake teeth.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Right? Yeah.
Much better options than the hippos, I will say that much.
There were a few others that we probably should not have said on the radio, so I won't share those with you. But very clever, and so we'll pay very close attention. Keep us updated, Kara.
Yes, I definitely will. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Kara Zupkus from YAF. They're always on the story over there, folks, and we'll keep you up. And if you have a suggestion, if you want to add to our growing list of recommendations for a mascot, give us a call at 844-747-8868. I do want to go to North Carolina, though. Ron over in Morehead City area, the talk station, wants to weigh in on Congressman Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks, if you missed that interview, pretty explosive. He says that Trump is loyal to no one but himself and that he believes Trump has abandoned the MAGA movement. Ron, what say you?
Yes, sir. I don't think Mr. Trump has done that. But what got my attention with Mr. Mel Brooks there is when he indicated that our Constitution only applies part of the day. You know, for example, you know, people have the right to free speech there, except, you know, when it might interfere with his sleep. And the other thing I found interesting, if he actually believes that statute's unconstitutional, why isn't he trying to get it removed? And the other thing is, everybody, a lot of people tend to put things in their own perspective. Now, he automatically assumes that everybody works during daylight hours, so, of course, you know, after a certain time, it's, you know, disturbing the peace. Well, I know a lot of people that work, you know, all night long, so they're sleeping during the daytime. But anyway, I just never knew that our Constitution only applied part of the time during part of a day.
Ron, I don't know if you picked up on this. He was irritated that I asked that question. But, you know, he said, well, I didn't come on to talk. But he did. I mean, his people said that he wanted to talk about this letter he signed on to prevent attacks on the Supreme Court justices. And for him not to have an opinion on that, I can't explain that. That's on him. It's not on us.
Yes, sir, it is. And like I said, I don't understand that either. And I don't really think that Supreme Court judges would find that unconstitutional. Because, you know, he mentioned that people demonstrate at the White House. Well, that's a public building. If you want to demonstrate against the justices, fine, do it at their public building.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Ron. And again, I read the statute. Looks pretty straightforward to me. For the congressman to come out and suggest that it's unconstitutional, this is why. This is why people have a problem with Congressman Brooks. You know, he came out at that big rally, the Trump rally, and said it's time to move on from the 2020 election, which I agree with, but was that the right place to say that? Absolutely not. You don't do that right in front of the president and his supporters. So I get it. But what I also don't get is why President Trump keeps going out there and endorsing these rhinos. And I think Congressman Brooks has a point there.
He does on that point, and I've asked the same question myself because he endorses a lot of rhinos here in North Carolina. And I think he's probably getting a lot of bad advice from people around him because he's here in North Carolina anyway. He seems to endorse the absolutely wrong person.
Nope. Ron, we've heard that story all over America, from Nevada to Georgia, North Carolina, and Alabama, not to mention Pennsylvania. It's a mess. It's a mess. I hope they've got a good strategy going. Ron, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening to us. By the way, you folks in Arkansas, heads up, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, is considering a run for the White House. And this is from the Washington Examiner. The Washington Examiner is reporting that Cotton is going to, his ultimate decision will not be on whether or not Donald Trump runs, but how the Republicans do in the midterm elections. And this could get pretty interesting. This story, by the way, written by James Sweet, called Don't Count Out Tom Cotton in 2024. They say the decision, his decision, will ultimately depend on the 2022 midterm elections and not former President Donald Trump. Tom Cotton, again, if he does this, much like Mike Pence, that tells me that there is movement afoot within the Republicans to run primary opponents against Trump in 2024 if, in fact, Trump decides to run. But Tom Cotton looking at throwing his hat in the ring for the White House. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Do you agree or disagree with Mo Brooks that Donald Trump has abandoned the MAGA movement? I want to tell you guys about our great friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. I made the switch to Patriot Mobile about a year ago, and I have not looked back. They have incredible nationwide coverage. They have a great plan to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. And get this, if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you additional discounts. They make it super simple. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. They're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation, but here's what you have to do. You got to use my promo code Todd. That's promo code Todd, patriotmobile.com/Todd or 972-PATRIOT.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Have you heard about this terrible? This is a terrible story from the New York Post. A zookeeper in Mexico was mauled by a tiger during feeding time. The guy's name is Jose de Jesus. He screamed in agony, as anyone would. The tiger bit his hand as he tried to pet the big cat at the zoo in Parabon, which is in western Mexico. Apparently somebody was filming all of this, and the video is online. De Jesus was rushed to a hospital. He refused to allow doctors to amputate his badly mangled hand, and then he died of a heart attack. Oh, my gosh. Terrible. The animal's owner reportedly released the gruesome footage to show that the worker was at fault for the attack. So the owner was also forced to pay the victim's medical bills. The owner of this zoo, so this is not like an official, you know, Memphis zoo, which is the best zoo in all of America. This is like, I don't know, a neighborhood zoo or something. So the guy apparently also owned a lion and a crocodile. But he said he had permission to keep them at this zoo. So anyway, they're trying to find out if this guy broke the law. It seems to me, You know, if you're going to be anywhere around a lion or a tiger or a bear or an alligator, then, and you decide to invade their space and you try to play nice with them, they're like little, I don't know, Disney characters. You kind of get what you got coming to you. Because the tiger, you know, you see, oh, look at the lovable, furry little tiger. Look at the lovable little lion with the mane and the fur and here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And then all of a sudden, instead of saying meow, they're gnawing on your arm. You can't blame the tiger and the lion. I mean, how many times have we seen these people out at, what, Yosemite? And you're driving along taking pictures of the beautiful mountains, and then along comes, I don't know, what, a buffalo or whatever, an elk. And they're out there and they're trying to go up and like get in the grill of the elk, and the elk's like, yo man, what's going on here? And the oh, I'm not sure that's how the elk talks, but it's, you know, yo man, what's your problem? And the next thing you know, you've got an antler up your backside. I'm just saying, it's, you know, have we raised a generation of people that do not fear animals in the wild? Is that it? I mean, have we raised a generation to think that animals are just docile creatures? And a lot of this comes from the left and their mentality that animals are actually humans and should have the same rights as humans. As a matter of fact, Van Jones from CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thanks, Judge. So Van Jones actually believed that animals should have the right to sue human beings. I wrote about this years ago in a book called, The Deplorables? No, it's not The Deplorables Guide. It's the one about the gun-toting, Bible-clinging, whatever. It's my second book. You can Google it. Look, how am I supposed to remember? I've written like 8 books. It's the second book I ever wrote. There's a great chapter in that book. It's a parody on that whole idea of animals being able to sue. And Governor Mike Huckabee and I were on trial for the mass genocide of chickens because we both love fried chicken. And it's a great chapter. I really enjoyed writing that book. Anyway, guys, find out what the name of the book was. It's the Red and White Stripe book cover. And Kyle, you can let me know on air. But anyway, the whole point of this is a lot of people really do believe that, you know, these animals actually have human brains, that they have souls, and that they should be treated just like humans. And that's just not how the animals operate.
Bitter America.
Dispatches from Bitter America.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
You're welcome.
All right. Appreciate that. By the way, Grace Baker is still under the weather.
I know, that birthday flu really got her pretty hard.
Or it was one heck of a birthday celebration. So,
or both.
Could be. Anyway, so our sympathies to the lovely Grace.
She'll might be, have had too much Merlot.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, that's very clever. Very clever. So anyway, I just, again, you know, the owner of, I think the owner, yeah, you probably shouldn't own a tiger or a lion if you live in a subdivision. Or if you're not a zookeeper, you probably shouldn't own it. But if you're just going to willingly go in there and you're going to pet a tiger, you kind of get what's coming here. And so I'm not sure why the owner of this tiger is facing any kind of penalties. I mean, it is what it is. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is why I hate cats, because it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're like teeny tiny or if they're lions or tigers. They all want to eat you. And this is why I don't like going out onto the, you know, the nature hikes, because God forbid you come across like a bear, a grizzly bear or something like that. I would automatically be the slowest person in our group, and therefore I would be the entree, the main course. And I don't want that to, so that's why I don't like to go camping. I like to go down to the Ritz-Carlton, happy to hang out there, because typically there aren't any bear attacks. No one's being mauled at the Ritz-Carlton. I'm just saying. I love nature. I love watching the videos. I just don't want to become somebody's dinner. And you got to remember your place in the food chain, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important. We got to start teaching our kids that. All right. Wow. ToddStarnes.com. Hey, sign up for the newsletter. Folks, you're going to love this thing. All you folks in Winston-Salem, head over to ToddStarnes.com right now. Sign up for that newsletter. Download the free podcast. And, folks, we're gonna do another hour of this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. So a lot going on out there. President Biden forgetting the letters of the LGBTQIA plus community. The president wandering around aimlessly at the gay pride, a cocktail party at the White House. You got the Michigan Attorney General calling for drag queens in every school. You know, it's interesting that these Democrats, they want a drag queen in every school, but God forbid you put an armed police officer in every school. That's a problem. But instead, the Democrats are calling for a drag queen in every school. Is that, that must be part of the new party platform. That's, I guess that's the winning formula for the midterm elections in 2022. Meanwhile, you have CNN now reporting that Joe Biden is just like Jimmy Carter, and nobody wants to hear that news.
Put this inflation in context. How bad is the surge in prices?
It's awful. I mean, it's awful, and how people feel about it is even worse. You know, you look at the consumer sentiment right now, and what do you see? This is the worst consumer sentiment ever measured by the University of Michigan, going all the way back since 1952.
Wow.
You basically, even if you double my age, that doesn't get you back to 1952. And while I'm young, I'm not that young, right? The second worst, 1980. The third worst, 1980. I don't have to remind you, inflation got Jimmy Carter. It killed that presidency. And in terms of why are consumers feeling this bad? Well, it's pretty clear why they're feeling this bad. And that is because the consumer price index is the worst it's ever been in a midterm cycle since 74. It's the worst it's been in any presidential cycle or midterm cycle since 1980. So it's not much of a surprise. You can see it. It's literally off the charts on the table on your screen.
And how does President Biden's performance rate?
Awful. I mean,
I knew that was the answer.
The answer is awful. I mean, you know, I'll compare it to Carter at this point, his presidency, right? Look at the disapproval rating Joe Biden has on inflation right now. It's over 70%. Carter was not even there at this point in mid-1978. When you're doing worse than Jimmy Carter's doing in the minds of Americans on inflation, you know that they're holding you responsible for the conditions that are currently on the ground that are hurting Americans in their pocketbooks.
In other words, it's going to be catastrophic in November. And the Republicans, you're going to need to be campaigning like you're 20 points down. But understand this, the reason why you're about to regain control of the Senate and the House is because the American people are fed up. They're sick and tired of this. As a matter of fact, CNN, I got to give them credit here. CNN, they're finally going after Biden and finally reporting on what's really happening in this country. I mean, you've got the president's black, immigrant, lesbian, female press secretary out there saying, well, everything's hunky-dory. But then you've got average Americans out there who are telling CNN they're actually hurting.
Today, a new report showing that consumer spending dropped last month. That's a huge issue if it continues because consumers drive the American economy. Why are people spending less? Well, listen.
What has that done to your savings?
It's gone. It's depleted. No savings. That's it.
We've gone through our retirement savings more quickly than we had anticipated.
I can tell from having the same budget that I had before all of this,
I would get less. It seemed like the bags would get smaller and smaller every time.
It's no matter where you look, no matter what people do for a living, no, pretty much almost no matter where they are in the income spectrum, unless they're in the ultra high income spectrum, this hurts. In some places, it hurts in very punishing ways.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it in every way. Your retirement savings being depleted, not being able to get enough gas to go back and forth to work, and then having to cut back on other expenses.
So I'm curious to know what's happening in your communities and in your neighborhoods. I mean, are you beginning to suffer the impacts? Have you been suffering the impacts of Bidenflation? And what's happening in your local towns? I mean, we hear these stories on the news every night. But in reality, I think just about every person in this country, and it doesn't matter if you're making $250,000 a year or $50,000 a year, this has got to be hurting everybody. We had a guy, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said he's lost 20% of his retirement fund. I mean, we're watching people now having to dip into their personal savings accounts just to make ends meet. And I noticed this yesterday. I was had to run over to the Kroger, and I noticed that a lot of people were really stocking up on the dried goods, like the rice and the beans and things of that nature. That tells me that average Americans are now plotting out how they're going to be able to survive, and that may mean cutting back on meat, cutting back on a lot of the things that we just take for granted. And relying on the basics, just making sure you're able to go to bed with a full belly. I mean, that's how bad it's getting out there. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right, let's go to the phones. Statesville, North Carolina, Nancy on the line. Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. I am a listener, and I was wanting to tell you about the book of Robert Fulton, It Was on Fire When I Lay Down on It. This nation is on fire, and we are laying down on it. Do we have a rescue?
Well, Nancy, I haven't heard of this book. I haven't heard of this book, Nancy, but you said it's written by Robert Fulton. I guess, you know, I'll check it out and see what that's all about. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't know, folks. The nation is on fire. There's no doubt about it. And we're just going to have to go through a rough patch. The only redeeming quality we have here, and the redemption can come in the midterm elections. If we get out there, do our jobs and vote, then yeah, we're going to be able to take back this country. And we're going to hopefully be able to right some of these wrongs. But I want you to understand something here, and hear me clearly on this. The Biden administration, they don't care that you're paying $80, $90, $100 to fill up your gas tank. That's part of the plan. They want you to suffer. They want you to either buy one of these electric cars or they want you to suffer. It's that simple. There is not going to be a single effort made by this administration to lighten up on the gas prices. They're only going to continue to go up. And the reason why is they want you to suffer. They want you to feel the pain. They want you to stop driving your gasoline-powered automobiles. That's it. And don't listen to anybody else if they're telling you any other reason why. This is the reason why. They want you to feel pain at the pump because they know that will ultimately drive you to abandoning your Cadillac or Chevrolet and embracing one of these battery-powered metrosexual cars. That's what this is all about. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
We'll be right back. Oh, by the way, have you heard about Barack Obama? He's got gas. It's not pretty, folks. Obama is spending $75,000 to build a massive propane tank on his $11 million beachfront property there in Martha's Vineyard. Now, a couple of things here. First of all, who in their right mind would buy or build an $11 million mansion that's on the side of the beach when, as the Democrats have told us, and Barack Hussein Obama himself, they told us that the oceans are going to inundate our coastlines? Seems to me he would have wanted to build that mansion in, I don't know, Ohio. But anyway, that hypocrisy aside, so now Obama, in spite of the fact that all of us are paying, what, $5, $6 a gallon for gas, Obama is now installing a $75,000 propane tank at the mansion. Now, again, this is sheer hypocrisy. I mean, if you're going to do that, I mean, if you really do need an alternative source for power, why not install the windmills or the solar panels? Why are you going to blow a hole in the ozone with a 2,500 gallon propane tank? President Obama. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Paul in Gainesville, Georgia. Paul, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment on the tiger that you was talking about and do a little comparison. What do you think would be more ferocious, a tiger like that or a abortion doctor that was a Democrat?
Whoa, 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 Nelly. Paul, that's a great question.
Yes, sir.
I think, you know, I would say that the tiger is probably a bit more refined.
Yes, sir.
Than the abortion doctor.
I agree. Yes, sir. He might be more refined, but I do believe he's more ferocious in his actions. You know, the tiger might not know no better, but they know what they're doing. You've had a lot of interesting topics on today, and Donald Trump, I don't believe that he's given up on the mega party. I just think that so much has come at him, and it just keeps on coming at him and at him and at him and at him until he's just kind of laying low a little bit with it, because if he could get back in there and be the president tomorrow and set things right again about how everything's done come apart that he set in order when he was in there, I think he'd jump right back in office. I really do.
Paul, part of me thinks that the rallies that the president's doing, all these things, I think it's too much. I think he needs to take a break, hang out at Mar-a-Lago, let Biden hang himself, because that's what Biden is doing right now. And then, you know, once the midterms, and I get it, you know, Trump wants to take credit for the midterms, and I think he should. But I think these rallies are going to become problematic. I think the country needs a break. Everybody needs to take a break. And I think if the president did that, we would see the numbers, which are already very high, just explode.
Yes, sir. I'm with you on that. But wouldn't it have been wonderful if Biden would have went out to that Pride Festival and everything and just kind of got lost in the crowd?
Well, I'm not sure that's a crowd you want to get lost in.
Yeah, I'm talking about him, though.
Oh, I know. Paul, thanks for the call. Paul raises a great question, ladies and gentlemen. Who would be more ferocious, the tiger or an abortion doctor? Wow, that's philosophical. Let's go to East Memphis, KWAM, our great affiliate there. David on the line. Hi, David. How's it going?
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
David, I'm doing well. I hope you're, what is it, like 300 degrees outside in Memphis?
105 on my car thermometer.
Woo! Sweet mercy. You know, David, one of the problems I've had is that, you know, I plug my phone in and I'm driving around. This happened to me twice on Poplar Avenue this week. And the heat, even though you got the AC going, it shuts your phone off.
Yep. Technology, ain't it a wonderful thing?
I'll tell you. All right, you didn't call to hear me complain. What's on your mind, David?
So I'm going to take you way back in your memory to your fifth grade science class. You were talking about the ice caps melting and the oceans rising. Do you remember in fifth grade science when you took a glass of water and you filled it and you put ice in it and then you filled it all the way to the very top? and as the ice melted, it never flowed over the top?
I do somewhat remember that. Yes, go ahead.
So if the polar ice caps are going to melt, it shouldn't raise the water level, because that's the same experiment, right?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
David, no. Look, I think, you know, again, you're a thinking man, and that's the problem. You know, we have a lot of people out there that are either using bad science, or they just flat out, you know, are just deceiving people, and they're grifters. I would be thinking about Al Gore, the former senator and former vice president, who's made a career of talking out the wazoo, and quite frankly, his hot air has probably done more to harm the environment than whatever ice cap melts.
I understand.
All right, David, you stay cool out there, my friend, and thanks for listening to us, and we appreciate all of our great listeners around the nation. Oh, by the way, if you have not done so, you should check out our store, toddstearns.com. We have a great selection of ball caps and T-shirts and also all of my books, and I would love for you to get a copy of the most recent. Is called Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Draw. A lot of people loving this book, and we're seeing some really, really great reviews. You can get yourself a copy at toddstearns.com. I will personally autograph it, or you could get one at Amazon, wherever you buy your books. All right, let's go to the talk station. Matt on the line. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. How are you today?
I'm good, Matt. What's on your mind?
Very good. I was wondering, when you mentioned Obama's huge propane tank, do we have to pay for that, like Biden's $500 million fence around his estate in Delaware?
I think this is probably on Obama's dime, unless the Secret Service, you know, the Secret Service is building, and I don't think they are. So I think Obama is going to be on the bill for this one.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. Again, our toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. We have a story up on the website. The transgender Health and Human Services Assistant Director, Assistant Secretary, Dr. Rachel Manhans Levine. He's weighing in on an LGBT issue. President Biden signed an executive order yesterday that instructed his administration to go after all of you people that are in the conversion therapy business. And what is that? Well, there are ministries out there, and they help people who have a same-sex attraction, and they want to get rid of that. So they go to these counselors, these psychologists. And now the Biden administration is cracking down on this. Transgender HHS official Rachel Levine says, quote, "I have no room in my heart for hatred. The executive order addresses the discredited and dangerous practice," their words, not mine, "of conversion therapy. It also directs the Department of Health and Human Services to help prevent LGBT suicide, youth suicide, by expanding access to mental health resources. The order also calls the HHS to study and address the disproportionate rates of child removals that LGBTQIA plus parents face, especially women of color." Anyway, folks, I'm telling you that the LGBT crowd is not out for equality. They're not out for acceptance. They're not out for anything except complete power and revenge. That's it. They want to shut all you churches out there. They want to shut you down. That's the ultimate goal here. And they want to terrify the rest of you from opening your mouth. So if you see that, you know, your child is using the bathroom with a full-grown man, they want you to accept that as reality. That's what this is really all about. That's what Pride Month is all about. This is about total control and domination. That's all. That's all it is. So the question is, are you going to let it happen? All right, we got to take a break here. ToddStearns.com, our website. Be sure to read that story. We've got it up on the website right now. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me.
But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, the Washington Examiner's got a big story out. They're saying that illegals from Texas and Arizona are being shipped to Washington, D.C. We're talking about record numbers of illegals crossing the border down in Texas. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the great state of Texas, Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, welcome back.
Todd Starnes, you are a great American. I've said it once, and I'll say it again.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate that. First, before we get to the border situation, how big of a deal is it that congressional race down along the border, the Rio Grande, first time in 150 years that a Republican will be representing that district in Congress? How big of a deal is that?
Todd, it's seismic, and I'm very proud to share with you that I was the first member of Congress to endorse Myra Flores, and she is a wonderful candidate. Her husband's a Border Patrol agent, and people down there are tired of the chaos, the corruption, the crime, and the cartels, and they voiced their displeasure, and they elected a great member of Congress.
And I think it's fascinating, the numbers of Hispanics that are flocking to the Republican Party, and especially in Texas. Why is that? What is it that you guys are doing that's attracting Hispanic Americans?
Well, you know, Texas is a success story. We know that. We gained 2 more electoral votes while California lost 1 for the first time in their history because we value freedom, liberty, prosperity, opportunity, limited government, low taxes, reasonable regulation. I mean, Todd, people do not move to Texas for our majestic mountain vistas or our refreshingly cool August afternoons. They're coming here because there's opportunity there and there's prosperity. And so that's one thing. But the second thing is the folks along the border particularly are on the front lines of this catastrophe, and they're tired of it. And there's a lot of corruption, and the cartels do have inordinate influence, and they're controlling our southern border. So they're looking for an alternative. They're looking for a party that will put their interests first, that will put America's interests first. And that is clearly not the Socialist Party.
Congressman, we've been looking at the border crisis, and there have just been some stunning, stunning photographs and video coming from DHS choppers along the border. It looks like there's a full-scale invasion underway.
There's no doubt about it, and I would declare an invasion because that's what's happening. So let's talk some stats real quickly, Todd. 2.6 million people have been apprehended along the southern border in Joe Biden's year and a half in office. 700,000 gotaways, according to the Border Patrol. So that's 3.3 million people, which is a total greater than 20 states. Last month in April, the last month we have data for, 234,000 illegals. The worst on record. And the press, the mainstream media, won't talk about it because it doesn't fit into their worldview. Now, to put it in context for your listeners, that's 1,268% higher than the last April President Trump was in office, which was in 2020, of course. We've had 14 straight months in a row of over 150,000 illegals crossing. And get this, 340,000 pounds of illegal narcotics have been seized just on the border in FY22, and 5,300 pounds of fentanyl, which is enough to kill every American 7 times over. This is what's going on. That's why they want to ignore it. And Joe Biden has abdicated his responsibilities, and it's a gross dereliction of duty.
It's just unbelievable, and we've got these videos up on our website, folks. You got to check this. It's just shocking when you see from the air the magnitude of the invasion. Congressman, we know that the governor of Texas has been sending a lot of these illegals, busing them to Washington to D.C. What is that like? I mean, you're in Washington. Are you guys seeing the illegals being dumped off, and where are they?
So that's a great question. I've been seeing the news reports of it, of course. But you know what? We should, Todd, we should be also sending them to Nancy Pelosi's house, to Joe Biden's beach house in Delaware, and to Chuck Schumer's house up in New York. If the liberals are so hell-bent on having a de facto open border, then they can house them in their personal home. If they care so much, if they have so much more virtue, you know, and empathy, than conservatives, because that's what they claim, then step up and do it yourself instead of having someone else foot the bill. This is not, illegal immigration does not strengthen our country. It weakens it. Legal migration strengthens the country when people go through a process and they respect the laws and the rules of the country they want to become a part of. But allowing them to cut the line, so those good people, by the way, Todd, there's 3.8 million people across the world waiting to come to this country legally. 95% of them are people of color. So when the left injects race into this argument, it's absurd and ludicrous. And we need to know our facts so we can throw it back in their face and, you know, tell people the truth.
Well, they don't count, Congressman. I mean, we should all know that by now. If you're coming to the country legally, if you actually have something to offer to make America great, you're not welcome here. You got to go to the back of the line when it comes to the Democrats.
Yeah, because they're not going to – those people that come here legally, they're not going to be net Democratic voters. And the Democrats know that. So they don't, you know, cater their policies to them. When you can come here and you have, you know, language proficiency and you have a skill that you can contribute, you're going to earn plenty of money and you're going to be prosperous and you're going to be able to raise your family and live the American dream. The Socialist Democratic Party is not for you. The Republican Party is. That's why Democrats always try to focus more on illegal migration and call them asylum seekers when we all know they're economic migrants.
No doubt about it. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Pat Fallon, representing the 4th Congressional District. Congressman, what are you hearing among your constituents about inflation, and are people suffering, and how are they making it through this?
You know, Todd, we just had a teletown hall from Washington last night. We had almost 3,000 people on the line, and we did a poll, and we asked them what's the most concerning issue for them. And usually in Texas, it's the border. It wasn't. It was the economy and inflation by far, by runaway. I mean, we're seeing the average American family, they're going to make $5,000 less in real wages this year because of inflation. It's a tax on everything we purchase and we buy and that we need. Joe Biden's declared, as you know, and talked about on your show, an absolute assault on the American energy sector, which is absurd and stupid, because then what happens is, it's harder for them to produce, and then things are going to cost more. And of course, we've seen that. The average price of gas yesterday was $5.02, highest on record. So they're very concerned, and they're begging me. I'm here, you know, and I hear it all the time. They're begging me, please do something about it. Get gas prices down. We can't afford fuel and food and pay the mortgage.
That's a fair point, and we're hearing that all over America on this radio program. I mean, people are just, they're fed up, they're disgusted, and I really do think this is going to be a good thing for Republicans in the midterm elections. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Always great to have you on the show, sir.
Thanks, Todd. It's going to be a red, not wave, but red tsunami come November.
I believe it. I do. All right, Congressman Pat Fallon, everybody, from the Lone Star State. Thank you, Congressman. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Did you hear about this Harvard Crimson survey? That's the student newspaper. They went in and they wanted to talk to the incoming freshman class at Harvard. And they discovered something rather fascinating. Now, let me give you this national statistic first, and this will help put things in perspective. According to Gallup, roughly 7.1% of the United States population identifies as LGBTQIA or plus. That's roughly 7.1%. Back when, I would say 10, 15 years ago, it was about half of that. All right. So just so you understand where all this is going. Well, according to the Harvard survey, 27% of the freshman class identify as bisexual, gay, lesbian, or questioning. In other words, about a third of the graduating or the freshman class is LGBTQ. So it makes you wonder what the heck is going on at Harvard, where the class of 2025 now identifies as something else. Queer majority reports there is a greater acceptance of LGBTQ people, but trendiness should not be ruled out. In other words, it's becoming trendy for young people to identify. Going a step further, that's what happens when you start getting the first graders and the kindergartners to start talking about sex and gender and all of those kinds of issues. So this is not something that is happening in the evolutionary process. This is something that's happening in the minds, the brainwashing of American children. In other words, I would say that you've got a large percentage of the freshman class that truly does need counseling on this. All right, look, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, going right to the phones for the rest of the show, lines open, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm going to keep on loving you, cause it's the only thing I want to do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just want to keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
All right, this weekend, Saturday to be exact, I'll be speaking with President Trump at the Road to the Majority Conference, sponsored by friends at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. So if you're in the Nashville area, we would love to see you there, Gaylord Opryland Hotel. It's going to be a fun, fun day, and we'll be doing a book signing afterwards. So there you go. All right, let's get to the phones here. Collierville, Tennessee, KWAM, our great radio station, if I do say so myself. Chris, what's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Starnes. I don't think we can wait until the midterms. All of us people who are out here busting our rear ends every day working, keeping what we can of this economy continuing, I think what we need to do is just say, forget it. Let's just have a national sit-out, a national labor sit-out, until we force the hand of this administration and the Democrat Party to open up the oil pipelines, get back to fracking, because this is ridiculous, okay? We, as a nation, we have done more to provide clean energy than anybody else in the world, okay? China, India, all those countries over there are running junky coal-fired plants while we do everything to provide clean energy, and we've done a great job in this nation. The Cuyahoga River does not catch fire anymore. And so if that's what it takes, is a national sit out for those of us who are out here working hard every day while lazy people sit at home and get a check for free. They're living for free while we have to pay the gas prices. And while these trucking companies have to pay these high fuel prices, if we just have a national sit out and say, we're not doing anything anymore until you open up the pipelines and open up the fracking and reduce the energy cost, then what would the government have? What would they have to do?
It's a good point, Chris.
They would have no other choice.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. And I mean, maybe a national strike is in order to get these people to think straight. But Chris, they're on a jihad, if you will, a personal crusade. They think what they are, it's like a religious thing for these people. They worship Mother Earth, and they think that what they're doing is some sort of a moral calling on their life, which is why they don't care if people like you or anybody else who works, you know, a paycheck to paycheck, if anybody else suffers, they don't care.
Exactly. And I'd like to say one other thing on this abortion issue. I mean, if it really comes down to it, if it really comes down to it, and these pro-abortion people get so upset if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade and they start a civil war, all I got to say is bring it on, okay? Because then at that point, what we're dealing with is a bunch of Satanists, and it'll be Satan's army versus God's army. And we're on God's side. We want abortion stopped. But if you're going to start rioting and burning down cities, guess what? Don't poke a sleeping bear. We are the sleeping bear. And if you want to bring a civil war over abortion, we'll be more than happy to oblige.
There, all right. Well said, Chris. Appreciate the call. Fired up in Collierville, Tennessee. Let's go to Boston. Connor. What's going on, Connor?
Oh, Todd Starnes, my good friend. I'm listening on this great app of yours, the Mighty 990. I love this thing.
Well, Connor, thank you. Let me give a plug for the app, folks. We would love for you to listen to us wherever you are in America on KWAM, which is the radio station I own. And we have 24 hours of conservative talk radio. But you can do that. It's free of charge. Go to KWAM, KWAMradio.com, KWAMradio.com, and you can download the app free. You can hear Sebastian Gorka, Lars Larson, Rita Cosby, Red Eye Radio, and, of course, yours truly. Bill O'Reilly's on as well. We have a lot of fun. So, Connor, thank you for that.
Todd, I'll tell you right now also, it's therapy and it's cheaper than therapy, and to live in a liberal area with a Bernie Bros, it keeps you from punching a liberal, so it also saves you from getting arrested.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought of it like that. We're saving you bail money.
You're saving me bail money, for sure. But, Todd, I'm going to tell you, the way this economy is right now is just unacceptable. I understand the administration's perspectives on electric vehicles and sustainable energy, but what they're doing right now is they're pushing a market basically that is in its infancy when it comes to electric vehicles. It's like, I feel almost like if they're going to fuel up the gas lines, right, they're not going to necessarily do anything to lower gas prices. What they ought to do is they ought to go to all these liberal coastal communities and they ought to put a higher tax on these on these individuals, right, these liberal individuals like Nancy Pelosi, so the average American person can afford one of these cars that they're pushing so hard. Other than that, they're going to have to drive down the cost of gas prices because, you know, somebody going to work at the, at the mill, somebody going to work at a diner, somebody trying to take care of their kids, I mean, they can't support themselves on this. And it's just a complete miss by this administration. It just shows you just how detached they are from, the average American citizen and what they would refer to as flyover country.
No, look, I hear you. And look, it's America. If you want to buy a car that's got to plug into, an outlet, have at it. I just don't think we should be forcing people to do something like that. First of all, the national grid is nowhere near capable of accommodating millions of people driving electric cars. That's just not a reality. And they still have a lot of other issues to address, Connor. For example, let's just say you have a battery-powered car. It can have. I know you're kind of in that industry. How far can you travel on a battery?
I just drove from here to New York on it. I went to like 200 miles.
200 miles.
So, like, let's see, 100 miles left in it. Yeah.
And how long does it take to recharge?
Like 15, 20 minutes.
So it just takes that long. That's not very long at all.
No, it's really quick. It does about, when I was there, I timed it. It was like 75 miles back in 5 minutes. And then basically I got to, it plateaus at 80%. Then it takes a little bit longer, but typically between 15 to 20 minutes, half hour at most.
I mean, the surveys are out there saying that more Americans are buying these hybrid or electric cars. But again, how long is it going to take for it to have the infrastructure to be able to take care of all of these folks?
I'm with you. I think really like what they need to do is until they have this industry developed and the infrastructure in place, they need to be looking at what's cheaper and what's a proven technology for these folks who can't, who need to get around. I mean, you just can't just say like, oh, you don't have the money for it, or if you don't, you can't afford gas prices, then that's tough luck. No, that doesn't work that way. We got to take care of they got to do something for everyone.
By the way, Connor, I know you love to drive around Harvard there. 27% of the incoming class, a member of the LGBT community. 27%.
I do love driving around Harvard, and every time I go by there, I play your show, and it's, as you see them on little scooters now, electric scooters, they try to chase me, but luckily I can outrun them.
Of course you can. I love it. All right, Connor, keep triggering the young people. You're doing God's work, my friend, at Harvard. All right, Connor from Boston, wrapping up today's broadcast edition. Folks, get out there. Have a great day, America. Tim Van Horn in tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.